non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
All right, we are back. Hope you had a good break. I know we did with news on most of these BizTalk Radio affiliates. We are back. You can also catch our stream. Go to our, not our Facebook page, but our webpage, Garden America. GardenAmerica.com, and you can click Listen Live, which will take you to BizTalk Radio to catch our stream. You can also hear us in San Diego, first hour, AM 1240, and that first hour replayed in Southern California on AM 740 in Los Angeles. John is in Michigan. He's at a wedding. Bob Riedmiller is here. A couple of people think you ought to be here every week, Bob. They like having you here.
I'm glad to hear that.
And don't forget the cameras that way. I know you like to talk, you know, they like to see your big face.
Well, I'm
right
talking
there.
To you.
I know.
And I'm glad that John's at a wedding in Michigan.
Yes.
And not at one in England, because I would have been more than happy to carry his bags.
Absolutely.
And if he had gone without telling us, I really would have been bent out of shape.
So we're glad to have you here, Bob. But Tiger you. Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Again, 855-424-9825. Let's get the Facebook page filled up with questions and comments. Now, speaking of that, we had an email and a picture from Patty. And what does all this mean? What is it, and what are we talking about here?
She's haunting me is what it is.
Is she stalking you as well?
Well, you know, I didn't realize it was Patty that had sent that picture to John previously, because he forwarded it to me last week, I believe, at the nursery, and said, you know, can you identify this, tell me what it is, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's called Senecio Lavender Coral.
Senecio Lavender Coral?
Yeah. And it's really a pretty unusual Senecio. The leaves, it looks kind of ice planty almost, the way the leaves grow.
We can put that on our Facebook page. Can
yeah,
we that
I'm
going to
load
yeah.
it up.
Beautiful.
But they do take a real serious lavender purple blush to them, which is nice. And then they get the daisy-like Senecio flower. I didn't get back to John other than to send him a note that said, I don't know, because I had just seen it myself like the week before his email. I didn't even know it existed until then.
And didn't know that it was from Patty.
And I didn't know that the request was from Patty. Not that that would have speeded anything along at all.
Right.
But what I did tell John is I've got to get a hold of Renee O'Connell and find out from her what she knows about it. It may even be a hybrid that she came up with, or a cultivar that she pulled aside.
Well, suffice to say, it's different. Where did Patty get it?
Yeah. We sell it. It's yeah. in all
it's
the stores.
It's an Altman
yeah.
plant.
It's an Altman.
Yeah. And, you know, and
Bob made the name for it. This is another plant.
I stand guilty.
Oh, did we sell that? I didn't know we had that
guilty
here.
Guilty as charged. I write almost 98% of all the tags that go on all of our plants. And I haven't even seen.
I see Bob's handwriting on the tag right
yeah.
now.
It takes a long time.
Well, I can imagine. You got to have patience. I couldn't sit still and do
but
that.
But I literally have not seen a lot of the plants that I write the tags for, because you don't get a chance to get that hands-on part of it.
Right. And there's a lot of plants.
And so I'll call Renee and say, all right, what is this? And then she'll tell me, and then I can put that information on the tag. And I have still never seen the plant. So then I'll see one and see the label on it and go, oh, that's what that looks like.
That's what I was writing about.
Yeah.
How nice.
But anyway, so lavender coral, it's really a pretty plant. It's a nice,
beautiful
succulent.
Colors.
Yeah.
And the thing with Altman's, too, is because they're such a big grower and there's always new plants coming out constantly,
yeah.
is that, you know, one week you'll see it and it'll be there and then it's gone. Like not just gone, like, oh, you know, we can try to find some. Like, no, it's gone.
We had a landscaper call me about 2 weeks ago or so, and he was looking for a large number of agave blue glow. Obviously, for a big landscaping job he had someplace, and he needed like 300 of them, and we had 500. No, I'm sorry, we had like 50 or so on our availability
in stock.
And I said, you know, we got 50, but he said, well, I'll take the 50, and I'll have to see where I can find the others elsewhere. Called our production guy and said, you got any more of these around? He goes, yeah, we got plenty. Go ahead and sell them. They weren't all on the availability, so we had like 500 of them.
So now this guy's happy. He's got his agave.
He got his 300, and somebody else needed them, and they ordered 200. Now we're out. So, like Tiger was saying, you can have a whole field full one day, and the next day, gone. So if you see something in the store and you really like it, buy it.
Is somebody making tequila?
You know, there's one of those cottage industries going on someplace you know? We don't know about.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you see it, buy it, because it may not be there again for quite a while. So, but that's interesting. You know,
and she wanted to share this with you as well. It was her Mother's Day present, Bob.
Oh, boy.
It's a
lovely echeveria.
Yeah, and a little green pot. It's very pretty. Look,
that
very
is
very
nice.
Pretty looking.
It's a, and I, for the life of me, I couldn't tell you what variety is.
What? Come on now.
No, there are so many echeverias.
Yeah.
And there are so many that look almost the same.
Yeah.
That Renee is always the default. I go, Renee, okay, what is this? And a lot of times, she has a hard time even identifying it, and she's the one that makes a lot of these because of the way they've been grown.
Yeah, so what I was just going to say, that Senecio, I had said, oh, it looked like Senecio
Crassicissimus,
which has a purple stem, flat leaf, yellow flower. And the reason why I said that, even though the foliage doesn't look flattened, is because if it's grown in the shade, it could be different looking.
Yeah. So it's really it's hard sometimes and frustrating if I send a photo to Renee and say, you know, okay, which one is this? I'm not going to take a guess and give the person the wrong name. And then I'll get back from her, well, you know, it kind of looks like this, but it could be that if they've been growing it in a darker place. And it's like, I go, oh, boy, here we go. So it really, the culture makes a big difference, and especially the intensity of the light. That can blanch a plant in no time, in a couple of weeks. It can go from very colorful and obviously different than the others. And then all of a sudden, it's just kind of green, you know?
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's tough.
But that's tough for even the best of them.
It is, yeah. And that makes me feel better.
Yeah, know? Right? You know? Exactly.
So if the experts can't just come out and yell it at you, then it's like, okay, I wasn't quite so bad.
Oh, boy, people are saying, come on, show it.
We've
really teased them.
I'll load up the Mother's Day gift. I loaded up the other Senecio already. It's on our Facebook page, so I can't load it up in the thread, but it's on our page.
Right, so if you don't see it, just refresh the page.
Yeah.
Lavender Coral is up there already.
Lavender Coral from there. Patty. Yeah. So just refresh Facebook, and you should be able to see
it. Keep in mind, too, the photo that she sent is a little bit dark, so you can't really see the color quite as good.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw them at the nursery outlet store that we have, the fruit and vegetable stand up by the nursery, and it was out in full sun. And it's really pretty. It's got some neat color to it.
So it is obviously a full sun plant.
Yeah.
Likes the full sun. It's not going to get burned.
Yeah, yeah. If it goes into darker conditions, it's going to turn into just kind of like green string beans. It won't be much to look at.
Okay, so Rochelle says nice. She sees it on the page. Nice. So it is up there. Thank you, Rochelle.
Good. Yeah.
That's how we know what's on the page or not. Can you see it?
Senecios are interesting, too, because they do get that really big, for the plant, big daisy-like flower, which is very different from most succulents. Most of the other ones have got the little tubular types and the little cup shapes and things like that. And this is a big old yellow daisy, and they just kind of float on top of the plant, which is really pretty. So
very nice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Tiger.
So before we went to the long break, I was discussing, or I was going to tell everyone about what I planted this week at my house. Because
okay.
Now that we're officially closed.
You're still kind of putting things together at the house, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this is just fun stuff. So this isn't like landscape design and
That's fun, though,
long-term. Yeah,
it's a lot of work. This is Tiger wants to grow it.
It's what he does during the week. I don't want to take my work home with me.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly.
But, holiday.
So what are you growing? What are you messing around with?
We're done shipping with Garden America. So I went up to the growing grounds and picked out a bunch of stuff that I wanted to grow now. And so I got a Pacino tomato, a fireworks tomato, a Bush 506, Saucy Lady, and Copia.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah. And
that
so
is the best tomato.
I posted a picture online, and I put them in 15-gallon containers. I planted them in Recipe 420 potting soil. So I'm hoping to see
Recipe 420, where's that from?
E.B. Stone.
Okay, E.B. Stone, gotcha.
Yeah. And so hopefully in a few weeks I'll give another put a photo of their progress and see how they're doing. And, you know, we'll see how they taste. I'm excited.
By the way, you know, I want to say this live on the air and on Facebook, too. If you can remember next week, can you bring me a bag of...
Of Ocean Forest?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
No problem.
I'm getting low because I know when I'm getting low when I have to kind of cheat different pots. They don't get all the way because I got to give... I got to give everybody a little
He's
bit
so
of soil.
Fair. He's so fair.
I don't want anything to die.
Oh...
But, okay, 16 minutes after the hour, it is break time. Tiger Palafox, Bob Reed Miller for John Bagnasco. John's in Michigan. I'm Brian Main. 855-424-9825. Facebook today, a little lean, a little thin on questions and comments. Let's see what we can do as we take a break as we come right back at 17 after the hour.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced Lawn Care Scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, a couple of things happening during the break. We've got, I think you put the link up on there for the picture, Tiger. We've got Lance with a comment and then a question. Why don't we get to what Lance has to say?
So Lance wanted to clarify that when we were talking about the hardiness of citrus, because Rick had asked how far north can people grow citrus
because
in the
Rick's
U.S.?
Because Rick's in, is it Oregon or Washington?
He's dreaming up there.
He's a transplant from California.
Yeah, so he wanted to say that fruit is damaged at 26 to 27 degrees. And lemons and limes usually get damaged as low as 29 to 30, and some kumquats can go as low as 18. But understand that, you know, once or twice, usually the plant can recover if it hits that temperature, say, for a few hours overnight.
Right.
But it's when it has the sequential frost.
Long period
of time. 3 to 4 days of frost in the evening, that's when the tree will die.
Yeah.
And so if it's like, oh, once in a blue moon this happens, you'll do okay. But if it's an all season long thing,
it's not gonna make it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then Carolyn Conway, she wants a low growing, polite ground cover for a small Japanese style garden with Japanese maple, strawberry trees, camellias on a slope. Morning and midday sun in the summer, 2 miles from the beach, Orange County. Thanks.
Hmm.
Well, the most common, I would say, would be the shore juniper.
Yeah, that's as polite as it gets.
And the fact that it has shore in it, because you're close to the water, coastal.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, what's your thought on, I may get some real bad booze on this, Arctotheca. That's that low-growing ground cover. I don't know how much water she plans on giving that slope.
Well, I mean, already it's got, you know, camellias and Japanese maples, yeah. So she's irrigating it.
Because Arctotheca, it blooms like crazy. It's actually really, I think it's very pretty. It spreads really fast.
So it's a good ground cover for filling in quickly.
Yeah, the leaves grow completely flat to the ground.
Really?
Yeah, and puts up these big, bright yellow flowers, kind of gazania-ish flowers. And if they go without water for an extended period of time, and I mean to the point where they haven't had water for a long time, the leaves will curl right up, and the plant will actually just almost go crisp. And you hit it with water, and it's back in about 3 days. It's amazing how tough it is. So I'm thinking
that'll give you some color.
If you want color, that would be a nice.
How do you pronounce that again?
Arctotheca.
Arctotheca.
A R C T O T
H U C A.
Correct.
Arctotheca.
And
they call it Cape.
Yeah,
something or other.
Yeah, you need the common name. What's the common name? That would help.
Don't remember. Us plant geeks don't remember
Daisy.
Common names.
Daisy.
Yeah, Cape Daisy or something.
You know, and that's a good way to get color, because if you really think about classic Japanese-style garden ground covers, you have the junipers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have Korean grass.
Mm-hmm.
They still call it Korean grass?
I don't know.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Real lumpy, right?
Real lumpy.
Yeah.
Looks like you have gophers.
Yeah. You have Japanese blood grass, which might give you some color.
Mm-hmm.
But more likely than not, they're all kind of just ground covers. They're not real dramatic, where the Arctotheca would give you a yellow flower.
Yeah.
And how often? It blooms regularly.
I don't think it pretty much ever stops.
Right. It's like a gazania that's kind of always got something going
on. It's probably a peak to the bloom, spring and summer, I would think, but it just seems to never stop.
Yeah, so that's a yellow flower.
But that's a possibility.
Well, Carolyn, lots of choices there.
Yeah, it's hard, though, because, you know, when you really think about Japanese-style gardens, they're very specific. You know, it's nice when people pick general areas. I want a southwest garden. I want a cottage garden. You can throw 1,000 different choices their way.
Yeah.
In Japanese, it's very...
Arctotheca may not be the most Japanese thing you could put in there.
But what you mentioned first off, Tiger, the...
The coast juniper.
Coastal juniper.
Yeah. So, those are some...
I hope that helps, Carolyn.
And let's see. Linda is asking about using cotton seed meal on hydrangeas to avoid aluminum in soil. I have a dozen various hydrangeas in my yard. I'm assuming that she's trying, if I'm understanding this correctly, she's trying to use the cotton seed meal to turn them blue,
instead of
using the sulfate of
ferrous.
Yeah, the aluminum sulfate.
But only certain colors can actually change.
Well,
right on the hydrangea,
the pinks can transition to blue. The whites are white.
Yeah,
whites
and
are
then
white.
There are some patented varieties like Endless Summer and things like that don't transition nowadays. It's kind of hard to know, you know, those sometimes. But the classic,
there's some pinks I think that can go more red too, aren't there?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't do red to a.
But that's
blue.
It's pretty much in this close to the same color wheel.
Yeah, and the one thing I will say about with the cottonseed meal. Is that it'll help a blue one stay blue, but if you want to take a pink one and make it blue, I haven't seen it work very effectively on that.
No,
so
it's too slow.
Yeah.
Too mild of a substance at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So if she's trying to turn her pinks to blues, I don't recommend that. But if it's a matter of they already are blue and she's just trying to keep them,
that might help.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Are we caught up?
I think we are.
We're caught up. Keep those questions and comments coming.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I always thought you could just change them willy-nilly to whatever color you wanted.
You know? Oh, you silly boy.
Well, see, you know, it's one of those things you think you know, but you don't. And then I found out, no, it's got to already have a penchant for being pinkish red or blue or whatever. And then you can play with it.
Yeah, my hydrangeas are, I would say, about 2 weeks from blooming. Leaves look nice dark green, and I have a lot of success every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a little pot.
They're a pretty hands-off plant. They don't take
a lot of trouble. Really, really are. Yeah. And obviously, because of the name, they hold water well.
There you go.
You know what you need? All right, and I want in on this now.
Uh-huh.
When you go back to the office and you talk to Ping, because that concept for hydrangeas of changing colors is actually popular, and people kind of get into it a little bit. And I know roses respond to different care, different ways with their flowers.
Right.
He should start creating some color-changing roses
that
you can fertilize differently or introduce different pHs. Because, you know, when people talk about the black rose, I know that has to do a lot with how it's grown in sun or shade.
Right.
But still, there are a lot of roses that, depending on how they're fertilized, they change their colors and they change the way that the petals develop.
I am right now in the middle of going through and creating tag data for more roses than I even thought existed. To the point where I just want to poke my eyes out. It's so unnerving when you look at photos of a particular variety and you see it in three different colors.
right?
Usually a shade of what the color is supposed to be, but
Yeah.
Man, and it's, again, culture.
Yeah.
It's how it's grown, how much sun, what the food is. So.
Yeah.
It is break time. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Still about a half hour to go. Questions, comments, Facebook Live. Pick up the phone, 855-424-9825. Along with, Bob Riedmiller sitting in for John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. We're going to step aside. We are coming right back. Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve solve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com.
And, of course, John at GardenAmerica.com is not going to work today, but Facebook does, Facebook Live, and, of course, 855-424-9825. If you do happen to email John, he will get back to you, but not right away.
And so I want to address the issue, because per our hydrangea discussion, there was some chatter because it was in the newsletter this week. And one of the key things that it says in the newsletter for use, because it recommends using cottonseed meal over aluminum to turn the hydrangeas the color, that cottonseed meal will release aluminum ions from the soil to pink hydrangeas. And as I had mentioned, that it's a slow process if it, you do that, and you're not guaranteed to have that in your soil, meaning depending on where you are, there might not be that. And John argues the fact, like, for instance, a lot of times when people have plants that, you know, our soil is just bountiful and all you need is things that release the nutrients into the plants, which is a good process to think, but that's not always the case, especially today, because today a lot of the soils for new homes and developed areas are is field dirt. So if you were to go into a new track,
that's not good at all.
There is no good minerals or nutrients soil whatsoever. So if you were to be buying your home anytime in the past 30 to 40 years, it was built as a track. They brought in all that field dirt. They compacted it. It was not good soil. It's not compost.
You wonder why you can't grow anything.
And unless you introduced that into that soil, you don't have it there. So, you know, homes that are 50, 60 years old, they've been around for a while. The soil level has developed, in some of that cases. But understanding that sometimes, no matter the best job of releasing those nutrients, releasing those minerals into the plants, doesn't mean they're there. And if you have a hydrangea and you're trying to turn it blue and you use cottonseed meal, those aluminum ions might not be there. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way to get it to do that is if you introduce that. Do we recommend using high amounts of aluminum in the soil? No, because not all plants like that.
Right.
But if you have a pink and you're trying to get it to go blue, that would be a good way to do it, because cottonseed meal might not be able to release what it needs in there. Yeah. But if it is blue already, keep applying the cottonseed meal.
You know, if you're building a home, which John is, by the way, it would be a good idea then to bring your own soil in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just get truckloads of big bulldozers, dump trucks, and put it in.
When we moved to Carlsbad in 69, tract home, they didn't bring in soil because they were just carving out of the hills, which is ancient seabed, and it was nothing but dead soil and caliche clay. That was it, and it was horrible to grow in.
I haven't heard the term caliche clay in a long time.
Yeah, and it took us years to get the soil built up at that house, and now it's great. You can actually dig it with a shovel.
Yeah.
But back then, you actually needed a pick. It was just this hard sort of decomposed granite and clay.
And I'll mention, if you are buying a home and it is a tract, they'll usually use the landscape untouched, right?
Yeah.
And they usually leave the house sitting 4 to 6 inches below the soil or above the soil level.
Above the soil, yeah.
So it gives you that opportunity to bring in yards of some 50-50 topsoil mix, stuff like that, and build up that from the get-go.
Yeah.
People make the mistake of you know, getting a track home and then putting a lawn over that, filter.
Well,
and
the,
then they wonder why their lawn isn't successful.
Yeah, when they put in the track back when we bought ours, that was part of the deal, is that the builder actually did put in your front lawn for you.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know. We came from New Jersey with like the best soil
in the world.
Oh gosh!
You can use it. You don't know what a digging bar is in New Jersey.
No, no. And you can spit an apple seed on the ground. 2 weeks later, you got an apple tree coming.
Yeah,
out,
right.
You know? And man, my dad's first garden tool he bought in Carlsbad was a pickaxe.
Yep.
Because we couldn't plant a rose bush.
Rose.
Couldn't get a shovel into the ground.
And you're going, why?
What is this?
What's going on here? Why?
Yeah.
Oh well.
See, so many other things growing naturally here in California. Why can't I plant something?
Exactly,
what's wrong with the soil?
What's wrong with our place? You know?
But I would think, Tiger, in California alone, how many different kinds of soil do we have? I mean,
right, depending on where
everything,
you are.
Everything, yeah.
Lots.
You know, depending upon where you live, exactly.
You know, growing up down in Pacific Beach, you guys had very sandy.
All sandy soil.
You know, soil. You know, you would water and it would just run right through, no
yep.
nutrients stuck
yep.
in it. So
it drained all
know?
Right.
Yep. And then, you know, but then you go up to Bajo. You know, right above Pacific Beach.
And now you get granite?
And now you've got
granite? Yeah.
And, you know, river cobble and all that stuff up there. And yeah, like you said, depending on San Diego where you are, it's very different. You know, a lot of regions are bigger where you have consistent soil mediums like New Jersey.
Right, right.
Like you go from one side of New Jersey to the other side of New Jersey.
It's the same,
it's
right?
consistent,
yeah, yeah.
You know, soil.
Because the soil has been there for millions
right,
of years. Yeah.
Right, and they don't have the geographic changes that we've had.
California's relatively new.
Yeah, and so, you know, so that's the problem that you run into in our region is that you have those different mixes of soil. And
I've been here going on just 50 years. What's a Bajo?
Oh, Bajo is a region.
It's a community.
It's a yeah,
really?
Community.
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
Well, that's where Bruce and Sharon lived early on in their marriage.
Really? Yeah.
It overlooks
Mission.
Was it
called something else?
No, Bajo.
Bay Park.
Bay Park, maybe. But
yeah.
But it overlooks what?
Mission Bay.
Mission Bay and parts of the freeway, depending upon where you are.
Oh,
five.
Yeah, okay.
Five north and south, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Bajo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thought I just nodded off for a moment and I missed it.
it's like land ho.
It's yeah.
Land ho.
Bay ho.
Bay garden
ho.
Yeah. A garden ho.
You know?
You use it in the bay, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We're not afraid to ask on live radio. That's very, very good.
No, I was really curious.
What's a bay ho?
Well, you know, like, because they sometimes use nicknames for, you know, Pacific Beach or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
OB for Ocean
OB.
Beach.
Yeah, PB.
And I thought, well, bay ho must be something else. So.
Mission Beach.
And it's not.
No, it's not.
Bajo.
Bajo.
Oh, well. You learn.
What do we have? We're still nothing going on Facebook Live, right? We're all caught up?
I'm trying to get caught up. Yeah, I think we're all caught up now. Yeah. Yeah. We're all good.
Now what? So much going on.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which direction?
So, you know, I was talking about the tomatoes that I had planted for my yard, but then I also planted some of the carnations.
The little
that,
ones.
Yeah, that John had mentioned. And so I'm excited because I planted those in my front yard.
Lots of sun.
Yeah. And
full sun, basically.
And I put an update picture because I think it was about 4 weeks back, I planted some Lanaria flamenco and one of the dianthus that John had brought in for us in mm-hmm. my front planter area. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Lanaria flamenco, it's one of my most favorite plants right now.
Really?
Yeah, it just fills in great. It's colorful, easy to grow. And if you take the two pictures side by side, it's amazing how much they grow in 4 weeks. And they're still in full bloom.
Huh.
You like it?
It's a nice flower, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the name of the species plant, the common name, toad flax.
Toad flax.
Yeah.
That's what you planted?
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's a creepy name.
Toad flax.
Toad flax, yeah.
Based on what? Usually names are given because they reflect the plant.
Yeah. I have to really need to go over to my mother's house and do some plumeria trimming.
Oh, yeah?
She's got a big planter I put in years ago with several different plumeria in it. And it is like this tangled mess of branches right now that's really gotten out of hand. So we're going to be making a lot of cuttings, and I know my nephews are already lining up to start potting up plumeria, and they're going to make a fortune, you know.
Is it one variety or
no,
multiple bushes?
No, I've got the real nice fragrant yellow, and there's some whites that really don't smell much, and there's a pink tricolor that smells really great. So we got lots of cutting to do, because right now it looks like it's just a tangled mess, and the leaves are just barely starting to come out now. This is
what area does your mother live in?
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad,
still
okay.
Still in that house from 50 years ago.
And how old is she now?
She's going to be 87 this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's still running the family. Yeah. Nobody does anything unless mom says it's okay.
Yeah.
So.
the head of the family, right?
Yep.
Not the patriarch. What do you call that? Or is that?
Matriarch.
Matriarch. Thank you.
Yeah.
The matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
Okay. 855-424-9825. If you want to, john@gardenamerica.com if you want to wait for the response. Also, Facebook Live, questions, comments as we continue. We got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes, and then one more segment after that as Bob sits in, fills in for John, who is at a nephew or niece's wedding back in Michigan.
And I'm sure he's having a blast.
You know, he could. You know what? He could be watching us on Facebook.
Yeah.
He could, but he's not. He just, when he's gone, he just doesn't think about the show. That's it.
Well, it depends on how boring the wedding is.
Right, exactly.
He might be back in a back room someplace going, God, I wish I was on the radio.
So how many species of tomatoes did you plant?
Five.
Five.
Five varieties.
Obviously to eat and consume.
Yep.
Not just to
It'd
look
be
pretty.
So good.
Mm.
Yep.
Love tomatoes.
All right, here we go with our final segment coming up after this final break. 855-424-9825. Facebook Live questions, comments here. Biz Talk Radio, Garden America with Bob Riedmiller. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. We'll be right back after this on your Saturday morning. Happy weekend, or I guess, depending upon where you are, Saturday afternoon up and down the eastern seaboard.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced Lawn Care Scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back for our final segment, last segment on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. Happy weekend to you here from Garden America. Bob sitting in for John. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, 855-424-9825, or right there on Facebook Live with your questions and comments. And Dale's got something we need to talk about here from Eureka.
Yeah, so Dale had asked about his Hascaps. Haven't heard that one in a long time, right, Bob?
I never had. This is a completely new plant. I've never heard of this plant.
A Hascap.
Yeah, it's a variety of Lonicera. What do they call it?
Which I knew is honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, honeysuckle berry. What else do they call it? Swamp berry, fly berry. Not an excellent tasting fruit originally, but they've crossed it and they've actually made it to be quite tasty. And people make a lot of jams and jellies out of it. But what Dale is asking is he planted one and it was growing really well earlier this year, grew 2 feet, and then it stopped. And then figured it was going to flower and start to produce fruit, and it hasn't. So he's wondering what to expect from it. Now, I will say that depending on the age of the plant, this is common because if it's a young plant, kind of like most fruit-bearing shrubs and trees, they need to develop in order to produce. So, you know, like if you plant your citrus tree, it might produce one or two fruit the first year, but more likely than not, you're not looking until year three or four mm-hmm. before you get any good production.
Got to get root system going.
And so if it's, you know, a young plant, 3 to 4 years or younger, Dale, this is 100% common. Don't worry about it. You're good to go.
Let it go.
Yeah, next year you'll probably get some fruit on it and wait for that. Now, if it's an older plant and it's done this, you know, you might need something to help it release some of the nutrients in the soil, humate, milorganite, some of different grow power products. Because what might be happening is it's getting to the point where it wants to produce a fruit, wants to produce a flower, and something's holding it back. So it's either not taking up water or nutrient at the rate that it should to be able to do that.
So he has to stimulate it, right?
Yeah, because he did say he's in Eureka, and it should be a great area to grow these plants in there. There should be no reason weather-wise, water-wise, why it doesn't do well there. So it's not a climate thing. I think it's either an age of the plant thing or it's not taking up what it needs to take up to be able to fruit. Because if it's not even flowering, that's telling me it's lacking something.
Mm-hmm.
It's either age or nutrients.
Okay, so, Dale, there you go.
Yeah. Wow. And Carolyn gave Bob a great compliment. You know, she said, great shows. Thanks for such good ideas. Bob, you are great.
Are great.
Carolyn, I love you.
Great.
Your check is in the mail.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. My mother's name is Carolyn.
You can thank her right
yeah,
there.
Thank you, Carolyn.
There you
I
go.
I do appreciate that. It's yeah. It's always fun to be here. So that's great.
So I was just saying also that I have nothing to do today.
Yeah,
besides
so what,
yard work. I'm excited about that.
Are you going to yard work, really?
Yeah, I like that, though. It's fun.
Again, Busman's,
I do.
Busman's holiday. Works at the nursery all week, and then he goes home on the weekend and
does
enjoys
the same thing.
Pulling weeds.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's for his own personal...
Yeah,
you know,
makes a big difference. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I think all the years that my dad tried to get us to pull weeds and we absolutely hated it.
Oh,
and now if I see one in a pot, man, I'm on it like a frog on a June bug.
Yeah,
it's like that's got to come out right now.
Yeah, we had these. We had for some reason when I grew up, for a period of time, we had these flower beds and there was nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, there was, but for many years, just weeds.
Yeah,
weeds would just come up and I had to pull them
and wait for the next crop.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly yeah. right. And I used to always get this. You got to pull it by the root or it's going to grow back. Well, even if I grow it by the root, there's going to be another one that's going to follow along in about a week. So, you know, but yeah, pulling weeds and had the old lawnmower, had the Briggs & Stratton edger
yeah.
and all that. We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago.
We did, too.
I was really young when I was doing that, too, getting gas and priming the engine.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know?
The blade was fully exposed.
Oh, absolutely.
I was thinking about I saw a lawnmower, the same exact model, at a golf course, but it had a blade guard on it. Well, man, I didn't have blade guards
no.
when I was growing up.
And I think finally one time I got wise and put goggles on because rocks would, you know, fly up in the air when I was doing the edging,
yeah.
you know.
You don't wear goggles.
And the whole thing, yeah. The whole thing was to make sure to get that edge straight. And then I'd go and look at it. It was like a little curvy. So then I'd go in a little more. And then pretty soon I'm going in way too much. And between the sidewalk and the lawn, there's about, you know.
Before you know it, you've got a 1 foot square lawn.
Exactly. Yeah. Might as well plant something in there.
But a heck of a great border.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I think last time I was here, I don't know if we talked about it online or maybe when we were off mic, about the Flymo that we used to have, which was the hovering
yeah,
lawnmower.
Yeah, the hovering lawnmower. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That was a trip.
It
yeah.
hovers?
Yeah, it's runs on an air cushion.
But so now yours doesn't hover, right?
No, yours cuts it right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it was a new thing in like 1964, 65, somewhere around
really?
There.
Really?
And we got to try one because our neighbor worked for the company and they gave him samples to pass around to neighbors to try them.
And this cut your lawn?
Oh, it's yeah. great, yeah.
The only I thing wonder is, why it never took off. I mean, it's kind of a novelty
no,
thing.
No, it does take
still.
Off. It does. It does.
You know, I think probably the main reason is you had to have a real flat lawn.
Oh.
Because if you had any of this up and down kind of stuff,
it was
tough.
You'd lose the cushion, yeah.
You know?
So
yeah. There's
it hovers. How does it cut the grass?
The motor, the yeah. blade's underneath, and the motor sits here, and underneath the motor is an intake fan and a solid shell that sits over the blade. So it sucks the air in, raises it up, and your blade's in the bottom down there doing that.
So here we are 54 years later. I've never heard of that. Sounds like a great idea.
Look it up. I actually found them online. You can find them as, you know, it's collectibles. People
oh,
of
course. Sure. Now
yeah.
you
get one and buy one.
They're five know? Times the price.
Yeah. But you could cut the lawn like this. You could make circles and just go
of course,
around.
You know, back at that time period, there was a lot of space age things happening. You had,
yeah.
You had the Seattle World's Fair in 62,
yeah.
which is where the Space Needle came from. You had the Jetsons. You had all this forward-thinking technology and futuristic
64
stuff.
64 was the New York World Fair, which
yeah,
had all
exactly.
of its space-age stuff and whatever. And you had the Jetsons.
Yeah.
They were on TV.
So that doesn't surprise me about the time you're talking
hey,
about.
Yeah.
You can still buy it today.
And what's it called again?
Flymo.
A Flymo.
It's like $500.
Really?
Yeah. You can still buy it today. They still sell them.
We got ours for $50.
Yeah, well,
they were
you don't think yeah,
inflation.
Yeah, we get inflation. We
well,
get
they were
appreciation
asking just, because it was a sample. It was like, just give us $50 and you know, and let us know what you think about it.
Hey, that's gonna do it. It's time to
all
say
right.
goodbye to all. Thank you so much, Bob Reed Miller, sitting in for John. John is
thank
back next
you.
Week. And if you want to show up anyway next week, we'll find a microphone and
right.
a pair of headphones for you.
I'll just sneak in.
For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, Jeremiah, Zach, everybody at BizTalk Radio. Thank you so much for helping keep us on the air, helping to keep us on the air, I should say. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. All next week. Until then, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Bob Breedmiller. Get Growing America. Take care. Thank you for watching and tuning in. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.